Welcome to the BAM podcast. That's right, BAM, business and money instead of bitching and moaning. This is the 2.0 version of the top three podcast, True Underdog. This will give you an inside look at building a business, overcoming business and personal issues, and most of all, not bitching and buying into this bitch-ass cancel culture lifestyle. I'm tired of it. I'm sure you're tired of it. Take it from me, who I've built three companies and have done over $1 billion in sales in my time. You're going to hear from cool-ass guests as well on my show. You have zero time to bitch, time to make your move. Let's fucking go. Bam. Bam. Jason Waller here with the BAM podcast. That's right. Business and money, not bitching and moaning, body and mind. I don't know, whatever else you can think of that BAM. I'm sure you guys come up with lots of stuff, but this is the BAM podcast. That's right. I've got a BAM tattoo right there. So you just know that we're all about the BAM. We had a couple shows called, you know, what's your BAM? How are you going to get to your BAM? You know, BAM's just that little, it's right. This episode is called The Time Is Now, right? Not yesterday, not next week, not tomorrow, not fucking 2023. The time's fucking now. You know, someone told me, when is the best time to plant a tree? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I don't plant trees, right? My hands are soft, right? I'm a keyboard gangster, right? I said, I don't know. They said 20 years ago. Oh, that makes sense. When's the next time to fucking plant a tree? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. The next day? No, today. Today. Because the time is now. The time for you to plant that tree, the time for you to make a difference in your life is now. Not tomorrow. It's now. You know, me personally, I'm going through some blood issues, right? I just found out, like, I've got all kinds of shit fucked up on my blood. I mean, I literally found out this morning. Fuck, I didn't know. So I went and got me like some nuts, drinking coffee and not an energy drink. Big fucking can of water here. Look at this. I'm going to take a sip too. Or do this. I mean, this is fucking like, it's called coldest water. It's insulated. It's fucking huge, right? Ah, it's an advertisement for water right there. My point is now I have to make a change. I can't wait till tomorrow, today. So what did I have for lunch? It was fucking horrible, but I got used to it. It was grilled chicken with pineapple and rice. That's right. Usually I like taco and tequila Tuesdays and fucking taco Thursdays and fucking pizza Fridays. Like, I like all kinds of fucking good food. I got to change it. So status quo, pay attention. Like, I'm about to fucking change it. The time is now. You're going to see shit start to change. You're going to see the blood work go down. You're going to see the mentality get better because the time's now. Most things that never get done are because they never get started. How many times have any of you said, you know what, I'll do that next week? Or you know what, I'll look into that later. Or you know what, I'm working at this dead-end fucking job, and I'll look at another job later. I'll look at an opportunity later. I'll open a business later. I'll go back to school later. I'll ask that person out later. Whatever the fuck. Bottom line is, you're wasting your time. If you're going to keep procrastinating and putting shit off, not going to get it done. You're not going to get it done. You have to do it now. Like fucking now. Like right now. Like right now you're listening to the show, fucking apply for the job. Right now you're listening to the show, fucking come up with a business idea. Right now you're listening to the show, fucking text that girl and ask her out. Right now you're listening to the show, like right now, right now, right now. Not fucking tomorrow. Not fucking Friday. Not fucking Saturday. Not Sunday. Not too, like now. N-O-W, baby. Now. The time is now. You wait, you wait, you wait. Then you get older. Then you get regrets. And then you're like, I wish I woulda, I coulda, I shoulda. What the fuck? Not I wish I coulda, woulda, shoulda. Do it. Do it now. Whatever it is that's weighing on your mind, whatever it is that's weighing in your life, whatever it is that you're sitting there procrastinating about, what do you got to lose? You got one life. You don't get a redo. You don't. And I think more people live and are dying a slow, painful, peel the Band-Aid, you know, just one cut at a time life because they're not living their life. They're just dying the life giving to them at a slow pace rather than live your fucking life. Create your own map. Decide what it is you're wanting to do and do it. It's pretty simple. I know it seems cliche. I know people are like, listen, like it's easier said than done. Is it though? Ask yourself, really, is it though? Like, is it easier said than done? Like, really? Why don't you write it down on paper? Why don't you do the old Benjamin Franklin, you know, positives and negatives? Why don't you write it down? And why don't you put the positives of this decision, this weighted decision you've been waiting for, and the negative sides of it, the positive and the negatives, and weigh them out. The biggest problem people have is they'll do some of these things I'm talking about. Like, oh, I think about it. I talk about it. I want to, you know, I wish I could aspire to do it, but I just don't actually do it. I just write it down. I'm a great fucking talker. I'm a great thinker, but I'm not a great executioner. Like, I don't execute. I don't take action. No, what most people do is they sit in there, what I call like the quicksand mud pit, where you want to make a decision, but you keep going back and forth. And so what you're doing is you're just allowing more time to go by, the opportunity to go by, the regrets to start growing. That's worse than not fucking making a decision. To ponder a decision, worse than not making a decision. To sit there and go, should I do that? No, I shouldn't. Should I do that? No, I shouldn't. Well, if I do that, and then when you do that, you're only thinking about the thing you didn't do. You're not giving that a chance. Like, that's the worst fucking thing. Like, just don't fucking do it then. Like, if you're going to ponder it, don't do it. It's simple. You make the fucking decision, you move on. Decision doesn't work out, you pivot, you change. You handle it. You deal with the results. It's not going to be the end of you. The sun will still fucking come out tomorrow. Your kids, your family will still fucking love you. The people who care about you will still be there for you because they believe in you. I believe in you. But you got to take a chance. You got to bet on yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to stand up for yourself. You have to be the best version of yourself, and you can't be that being a fucking sheep. You can't be that just going in the herd and going, duh, 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 I'm going to do what they say and read this and believe everything they say. No, 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 no. You're unique. God made you unique. Go be unique. Be who you're intended to be. Quit pondering the decision. If you start to, you know, if you start to accept mediocrity, then your whole life will be mediocre. It's facts. Like, you know, you can get 50, 60, 70 years old. Maybe you're 20 now. You'd be 30 and you'd be like, fuck. I'll tell you about North Carolina. I'm going to talk shit about North Carolina. I live here now. I moved here in 94. It's a little slow. It's a bunch of fucking rednecks here. Okay. Some hillbillies, some fucking Chewbacca spitters. Like, you the fuckers know who I'm talking about. Drive on their John Deere little hat, got my fishing hook and going to hit the road. Like, those kind of guys are here. I never fit in with those guys, dude. I was like a city slicker from fucking Arizona, hung out with all my homies and essays, like, you know, Vatos Locos Hollywood, you know, all that shit growing up with. That's who I was. All my best friends were Mexican or from, you know, from East LA, California, wannabe gangbangers. Like, those were the kids I hung out with in middle school. And I moved to North Carolina in high school, and I just didn't fit in. I mean, I went to 5 high schools, y'all, 5, because I didn't fit in. I ain't never started a fight, but I'm down to fight them DTF, and I'd finish them. But I didn't fit in. I didn't fit in because I was more of, I don't know, maybe like if you've seen Blood In, Blood Out, like a milkweed, like, you know, I hung out with mostly Hispanic people, Mexicans, and I didn't fit in very well. You know, I wasn't a good old boy here. Now, listen, I got no problems with the good old boys. Like, you know, they're good for tossing hay, and they're good people, and I love it. But, and I'm not trying to talk shit about all the North Carolinians, because not all of them are like that. But it's fucking slow. Like, it's, you know, there's some slow bumpkin motherfuckers here. And I bring this up because I feel like in this state, there's mediocrity. They accept basic shit. Like here, a win, a successful win. I mean, it's true. I finish school. I work at a landscaping company. Maybe I open a landscaping company. That's it. Now, that's a huge win. You're a fucker. You're the best. Now, I have no problems. I got friends. Shout out to Yimmy. Owns, you know, landscaping company. I love landscape. Like, I think it's important. And, you know, I thought about getting into business in landscape many years ago. I get it. My point is that's the top. That's the standard. Like, if you did that, you're the fucking winner. If not, you go get a job at any of these other places. And I'm not knocking y'all that have normal fucking jobs, dude. I'm not knocking you. I'm knocking you if you don't like your job and it's not for you and you have that job. Then I'm knocking you. If you're questioning that job and it's not everything that you wanted and you're not aspiring to do more and you're not challenging yourself to be better, then I'm questioning you. But my dad's blue collar, worked at AT&T, fucking, you know, 50 hours a week, third shift. Like, I respect the fuck out of that. Respect it. Mad respect. Mad props. My issue is the mediocrity. My fear of moving my family back to North Carolina from Michigan, and I'm not saying Michigan's the shit. Michigan has its own demons. They've got, you know, the people there I like most of the people there better because it's like, we're all for ours. You know, we're all together. It's us versus the world mentality. And there's people of all kinds of walks of life there. It's more diverse. People just have a different persona and goal setting. Like, their goals there are higher. They're not mediocre. I want to clear this up. When you set your goals here and you say, this is it, you don't have anything ever above that, because you always got to be moving your goal. As you grow, you got to move your goal. But when this is the standard, then that's going to be the standard. You're just never going to be bigger or better than that. And you're limiting yourself. You're setting your own expectations and basically boxing yourself in to that. And I felt like, you know, what made me different from most of the people I grew up with, you know, because I love all my friends, or what made me different is I wanted things more than they did. That does not make me a better person than them. What it means is a lot of them set their expectations. Everyone in life says, this is my standard. This is my standard. This is my standard. This is good for me. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I was always told, got to get to go to college, which I didn't do. And if I don't, you're a fucking loser. Which, sorry, I didn't go to college. I had a kid. And then it was, go get a good job and get benefits. Like, that was the fucking standard. My mom and dad weren't preaching, go open your own business, son. You should go employ people and make a dent in the world and inspire people to do bigger things. Like, no. And I'm not knocking them. Blue-collar, normal folks. Good old people. Mom's from North Carolina. My kids are from North Carolina. My wife's from North Carolina. I'm not trying to dog North Carolina. I'm trying to say the expectations and the fucking standard and the exception of mediocrity is very fucking high here. Now, a quick word from our sponsors. I had more friends drop out of fucking school here in North Carolina than I did in Arizona. I have more friends that have died of drugs and overdose, which I don't fucking do drugs. Like, I drink socially and I'm scared of weed because it makes me paranoid. So I don't do shit. But a lot of my friends, almost all of them, have passed from drug overdose here in North Carolina. Why? Because they're fucking standard mediocrities here. Well, I go get this normal job, drive my car, I'm fucking bored, I live in the sticks, I don't have a big city to go to, I don't do anything, fuck it, I'm just going to do. Like, this is what happens here. This is what happens in North. This happens in a lot of fucking places in the U.S. All over the country, you've got people sitting there like, son, this is, you do that, you're winning. No, motherfucker, set your goals a little higher. Set your 60, 90, 180 day fucking goals a little shorter so you can get some wins and get some confidence going. Be like, yeah. But set your fucking major goals bigger. Quit boxing yourself in with mediocrity and accepting that shit and lowering your standards. What my fear of moving my kids back here is, you know, they're going to be like, oh, it's okay if this is all I do. And I want them, look, and if whatever you're doing you want to do, you're winning. I know people that work at Walmart and check people in and out. They're winning. They're the happiest couple I know on the planet. They fucking love life. They're winning. Winning and success is not money, okay? And it's not job title. It's fulfillment. Let me say that again. Winning and success is not money and it's not job title. It's fulfillment of happiness. If it fucking makes you happy to mow lawns, motherfucker, be the best lawnmower you can be. If it makes you happy to fucking bag groceries, then you fucking bag the fuck out of those groceries. If it makes you happy to go door to door selling fucking insurance to people, then you go fucking be the door to door monster. If it makes you happy to run a car dealership and allow people to be able to have vehicles that they've always wanted, then go run a fucking car dealership. Whatever it is you want to do. If your goal and your what you want to do is help other people and be a motivational speaker, then go be the best you can be. Like, whatever is giving you fulfillment, okay, of happiness, that means you're successful. You know, I've built companies up and down and taken a fucking monster blow in this last one, and it's depressing. I'm human. I'm not a fucking alien. It's a struggle. These people are fucking vicious and hateful, and they don't even understand the facts, and they come to get you in this fucking cancel culture bullshit, and they, you know, oh my God, and I give them something to talk about. I think they've got pictures of me on their fucking bedroom ceiling and shit. Like, it's fucking crazy. They're stalkers. But now that some of these company bankruptcy meetings are over, the season's over. What are they going to watch? What are they going to do now? Holy shit. Like, it's crazy that the people just live off hate and live off hurting and live off punishing rather than like find something that's fulfilling in happiness. That means you're successful. And a lot of these people, if they spent the energy from hating people and being a hater and listening to fake news and putting their own things out there and wishing bad upon others, a little bit on themselves, they'd be happier. Instead, those fucking people are losers. I don't give a fuck what they have. A lot, a little, they're losers because all they do is hate. They don't fucking have any fulfillment. That's why they're bitter. That's why they're hateful. It's like they eat fucking lemons all day, right? They're pissed off. Bitter motherfuckers. So my point to this is you can't accept mediocrity. You can't accept lowering your standards. Now, I'm not saying, because look, I can be honest. I'm not running a company that's going public, so I could give two shits about what people think about my political standards. I'll just be honest. I'm a fucking Republican. Now, I'm not far right. I'm right center, right? So when it comes to who you want to love and cannabis and all that, I'm more on the left side. Like, you know, I don't care who you love or what you love, and I don't care about if cannabis is legal or not. I think it should be legalized as long as it's managed and maintained correctly, kind of like alcohol. I don't use it. I'm not a big fan, but I understand the meaning of it and the benefits of it by far. But when it comes to like fiscally and business, I'm on the right side, right? And when it comes to common sense on shit, like pay attention to the real news and what's going on, I'm on the right side, because left side's like, fucking, let me get my torch out, my fucking picket sign, and go hate on everybody rather than better my life, right? So that's just my opinion. Maybe you're on the left side, you're mad at me, you ain't gonna listen no more. That's fine. Maybe you're on the right side, you're like, fuck yeah, you're gonna share me. That's fine too. Either way, I just want to be transparent and honest with you. Like, that's just where I am. So the reason that this is important is I feel like the Democratic states hire their standards and they're less mediocre. It's facts. Michigan's a Democratic state. Higher standards. New York's a Democratic state, higher standards. California's a Democratic state, higher standards. Texas, North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, I love y'all. Standards are set lower. Mediocrity is set lower. Why? Why is it just okay to just get to second base? Why not make it okay, like make it like the plan to get fucking score a home run, to get home? Like to do run all the bases. Why is it like, you got a double, it's good. As long as you get a double, boy, you're good. Like, no, motherfucker. I want to hit home runs. I'll take singles. I'll take doubles. Fuck, I'll take some triples. But motherfucker, I'm shooting for the home run. And that's how our mentality should be. I get up to the plate. You get up in your day in your life. It should be like, I'm ready to fucking hit this shit over the wall. I'm going for the home run. But if I get on base, that's great. But I'm not done. My ass eventually wants to get and score a run. Like, that's how we should be living our lives. Now, again, it's not about money. It's not about status or title. It's about fulfillment of happiness. That means you're successful. That could be a lot of things. You could be a philanthropist and you help more people and you deal with a lot of foundations and you're giving back to the community. That has nothing to do with you making money or status. You're just fulfillment of happiness is so high that you're super successful. That is where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to just continue to fulfill myself with happiness. And I'm happy when I see people, I get messages off this podcast where it's changed them or helped them or motivated them or inspired them, or they buy my book, Own Your Power book. Make sure you go get it. Own Your Powers, Amazon bestseller, Wall Street Journal bestseller, and USA Today bestseller. So make sure you check it out. And it's my story and some things of building a business on there. But like when I get the positive, that makes me happy. right? It makes me happy to invest or be a part of businesses that add jobs. It makes me happy to provide a service that consumers love and appreciate and can utilize. It makes me happy to put a dent and move the needle in this world. Like, it's important to me. I want to be relevant. I don't want to be irrelevant. I want to be relevant, and relevant in a good way, right? So you have to really decide what brings you happiness, fulfillment of happiness. And then you have to do that. You can't just keep sitting in the mud or the quicksand mud pit. You got to make a decision. If you're happy and you're chugging along, this message isn't for you. You keep chugging along and you keep staying fucking happy. And you try to surround yourself with happy people and exuberate that happiness and success to them. That's what I would ask you to do. But if you're struggling and you're torn, you're undecided, you got to make a decision. And today's that day. This is your sign. I needed a sign. That's it. Today's your fucking day. Today's your day to make that decision and change it. Now, a quick word from our sponsors. If you don't change your attitude, you'll miss your altitude. You've heard that before, right? You've got to change the way you look at things. How am I going to look at something differently? Like, if I look at it in anxiety or paranoia or fear, it's going to feel one way. If I look at it as excitement or passion or determination, it's going to feel another way. You change it upstairs, it changes the outcome. It's facts. You have to look at things in more positive light. You have to look at things on what could it be in the good? You know, glass half full, not glass half empty. Because if you just go into things down, you're not giving it 100% effort. You go into things complaining, you're not fucking putting, you're not manifesting anything. Okay, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And if you go in confused and uncertain, then you're not giving it its full worth. You're not giving it its full effort. You're still worried about the decision you didn't make of, well, I could have done that, but I didn't. Like, that's not giving. Like, when you make a decision, put that shit behind you and roll on. Put the railroad tracks down and drive the train on that motherfucker. That's what you got to do. You can't sit around. You're hoping and not doing. I know a lot of you out there like, oh, I hope I could do that. Fuck that. Do it. Tell yourself, like, I'm not hoping, I'm doing. I'm not hoping, I'm doing. I'm not hoping I can build a new business. I'm going to build a new business. I'm not hoping I could be a number one podcast. Oh, I'm going to be a number one podcast. I'm not hoping I can impact people's lives. Oh, I'm going to impact people's lives. I'm not hoping, you know, for certain things. I'm going to do those certain things. You got to change. Hope is great in certain aspects of life, right? But doing, hope is an action. Doing and making action that actually brings in the results is what you need. People hope all day, man. I hope that does. I hope this. I hope, no, dude. Like, fucking do it, dude. Fucking do it. Things just don't happen. You have to make them happen. They're not just going to be handed to you. They're going to say, "Here's the keys. Drive the car. Here's the keys. Fly the plane. Here's the keys. Take the boat. Here's the keys, run the business." Like, you have to go get it. You have to earn it. You have to put in the work. You have to, like, just not assume somebody's going to hand you something. You know, when I opened up ISI Alarms, my first home security company, I worked at a company called Verizon Wireless. You guys know what it's called. It's a Bell Atlantic at the time. And I was a business account manager. And I was dealing with, you know, different companies where I had to go out and sell PDAs or Blackberries to executives and employees to where they would be able to do email on their phone. It was like one of the first enterprise server out there for Blackberry. And I was doing that in Charlotte. And I remember talking to people and I remember telling them that this is the future. You're not going to need your landline. This is the future. Cause I was all in. I was working for Verizon. I was all in. I believed in it. And I was their best salesperson in the Southeast year over year over year. And I had these CEOs of big, you know, several $100 million value companies that were like, listen to me, like, oh my goodness, like, yes, we need to do this. And I was being a sponge, asking them questions and doing things. And fast forward, I was at Verizon for about 4 years and I wasn't promoted. I loved what I was doing. So at the time I was fulfilled because I was, you know, fulfilled with happiness. I was successful because I loved it. I loved part, you know, being in that industry. But I wanted to grow. And I felt like I was training people that were getting promoted and I wasn't. And I felt like it was wrong. Like I was hindered. I wouldn't get promoted because I didn't have a college education. I wasn't getting promoted because of my age, you know, sex, gender, race. Everything applied, in my opinion, at the time of why I wasn't getting promoted. And it was frustrating. It was like the best man or woman should get the job, not their background or where they grew up or what they look like. And I know a lot of you can relate to that. And I've never really experienced that much, but I experienced quite a bit there. And I wasn't bitter about it. I wasn't going to throw, oh my God. I just was like, I don't know if this is for me. The fulfillment feeling was going away. The success feeling was going away, of feeling happy. So I talked to an old buddy of mine. In high school, we sold home security over the phone, part-time, right? Called people and offered an alarm system on the phone, did very well, telemarketing company. We were in high school, 17. So I talked to an old buddy of mine, Kevin. And he said, I was talking about what I was doing at Verizon. This was in 04. And he said, man, I'm running a security company. I'm like, dude, kind of like what we sold the thing. He's like, yeah. I'm like, ugh. And we were, you know, we both were doing well, but I was telling him my frustration. I was like, dude, like I can't get promoted. I feel like I'm boxed in. I love what I'm doing, but I got to figure something out. I said, I'd love to come see what you're doing for a few days. So I went out there and I saw everything he was doing right. And I saw everything I felt like he was doing wrong. And I was like, and he's running out of his house and it was very small, but it was intriguing. He was his own boss. It was like, wow. I think I want that. I think I want to control my own destiny. And that's not for everybody. I'm not telling everybody to go do that. I'm saying, but that's what I wanted. And then I love the home security. It's like, wow, like you knock on a door, you put a sign in the yard, they get a alarm system, they pay for monthly monitoring, they protect their families. Like this is cool. So I kind of fell in love with it. And I came back and I started to do research of how I could get licensed in North Carolina. And it took me about 8 months to get licensed. I had to get a low voltage license, take tests and, you know, classes and tests. But here I am still working at Verizon. And I went to my manager and I was like, look, I'm going to pursue this. I'm going to get licensed for it and open up. This was probably about 2 months before I got licensed and opened. And I said, you know, you can have me at 75% capacity when I first open this up. Until I'm ready to go. And I don't know, it could be 6 months, could be a year, or I have to quit in 2 months and do it on my own. And I was scared and I was hoping that they would keep me, cause I was being upfront with them because I didn't have the money to open up, right? Like I had a little bit of 401k and I didn't have the nugget to open up the business in the home security. Like I was nervous, you know, we just had a second kid, we had a house, and so I was scared, probably like a lot of you listening, like, fuck, I was scared. Well, he said, all right, I'll take 75% of you. I'm like, oh, shit, so I could do this. Well, I still needed money to open the business. Like, you need money. You need something. You can't just go to open a business with nothing in your pocket. That's why it's very important that you work and you kind of build a small war chest to open a company. And I'll get into other episodes and teachings of, like, when you're running a company, you know, how you have to pay your employees first, your vendors second, then reinvest in the business. You get paid last, if anything at all. Like, I'm a big believer in that. But we'll get into that later. Right now, with this, it was like, what do I do? So I had to cash out my 401k and took a loan, and I had like 10 or 15 grand total. And I decided to open up the alarm company. And when I did that, I was at a flyer crew out there putting flyers out. And, you know, flyers, you know, get alarm system with a garage door opener, you know, it's $1 a day for monitoring, blah, blah, blah. And I would be getting these calls and I would be managing these calls. So I was outside sales for Verizon. So I'd be running appointments, still selling, you know, Blackberries and PDAs and stuff. But then, you know, when I got done at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I would go sell these flyer appointments in home security business. I would, you know, pull up, hey, Mrs. Johnson, yeah, I'll come see you and walk in and sell home security. Well, I needed the money because I had to pay for the flyer crew, I had to pay for the flyers. Long story short, I didn't want to buy the house alone. And so I got started now, kind of like this episode. I called her and said, yo, let's just get married, dump him, let's get married, let's buy a house. Really? Yeah, I'm going to buy a house, let's do it. She did it. She picked me up, went to the Justice Peace that day. We got married. I mean, I'm not shitting you. And that's what happened, right? 10 years later, I gave her a big wedding. But that's how we got married. My point is when you're pondering a decision, you're not taking action. When you're pondering a decision, you're not putting things in motion. You're just letting things sit and you're missing the unicorn coming by. And so if you want to jump on that unicorn and you want to make a difference in life, then you need to step up and start taking action and you need to get started right now, not tomorrow. Not next week, not next month, not fucking New Year's resolution, which I think is the biggest bullshit in the world. Right now. Get started right now. Today's your motherfucking resolution. Today, right now, is your day of resolution, your day of freedom, your day, your Independence Day, where you're going to do what you want to do for your life. That's what I would challenge you to do. Bam! That's a wrap here on the show. Make sure you check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Spotify. Check out the YouTube channel, The Bam Podcast. Also, you can follow me at Instagram, Jason Waller Bam. Bam!